欢迎收听可可英语独家声浪节目可可 Radio， 我是安夏，安静的安，夏天的夏。微信上搜索公众号安夏说英语可以找到我。我们先聊聊在工作当中需要感恩的一些小事情。 The work itself， 工作本身。
Are you challenged? Excited to present new ideas? Learn new skills and rock out to your job?Or are you still flat, oppressed, or let's say together now, bored? When your workload become lackluster, overwhelming, unbearable, boring, or insert negative objective here, you are not doing yourself any favors by staying put. Here's the thing, workshould be adrenaline pumping. You can't expect a win-win every single day, but it should at least make you pop out of bed in the morning rather than want to pour the covers over your head. When you are grateful for your work, a lot of other things like a great boss, solid pay, benefitsand flexibility fell into place. And when you have nothing to be thankful for besides a steady paycheck, remind yourself to never settle. You deserve more.
你在被挑战，很兴奋地陈述新想法，学习新技巧，并在工作中表现突出吗？或者你感到稀释，被压制？让我们一起说无聊。当工作量变得巨大而且呢不可忍受，无聊或者其他负面的形容词待在你那儿呢，就不是在帮助你自己。事实是工作应当激发肾上腺激素，你不能希望每天像龙卷风一样，但至少是使你早上从床上一跃而起，而不是想拉开头顶的被盖。当你感激工作的时候，比如说好老板、固定收入、受益和灵活性都有。除了稳定收入，你没有什么可感激的。提醒自己，从此就此罢休，你需要更多。
Okay, that's what we talk about today.
以上就是先聊的一个小话题。在你的工作当中，有很多小细节都需要你去感恩。做一个感恩的人，你会变得更加快乐。更多正能量英语，请关注可可英语可可 Radio。如果想要在节目之后跟我一起来开口说英语，可以关注我的个人微信，可以添加我的个人微信，按下的拼音加上数字3210。